You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news.
Join us for our weekly broadcast, His Abounding Grace, with Minister Vanessa Williams. That's every Tuesday at 7 p.m. On Wednesday afternoons at 1 p.m., join Reverend Gwendolyn Dixon for the Midday Glory Prayer Line. The dial-in number is 641-715-3580. The access code is 732-499. And Wednesday nights at 7 p.m., Challenge to Change, where real transformation begins with you. That's with Pastor Paul Morgan of Chosen Generation Ministries in Richmond, Virginia. On Thursdays, live at 12 noon, join Reverend Pat Randall for Declaring the Finished Work, for an hour of worship, exhortation, and prayer. Reverend Ray and friends are here on Friday nights at 7 p.m. with the Joy of the Lord on Friday Night Joy. Sundays at 7 p.m., join Reverend Ray for Bread of Life, for a word in season. And don't forget our monthly broadcast. First Mondays of every month at 7 p.m., be blessed with the teaching ministry of Apostle Shirley Jones on Lifeline. On third Mondays at 7 p.m., join Evangelist Lewis McElwain for Adoration, a broadcast of worship and ministries on the mission field. Second Saturdays of the month, join Reverend Curtis, Reverend Novena, and Minister Jordana for Bold and Beautiful, a youth and young adult broadcast setting the world on fire with the love of Jesus. All broadcast times are Eastern Standard Time. Hey, family. Join us for our newest broadcast, Marriage Takeover, The Body of One, hosted by Reverend Eric and Reverend Tamika Thompson. The show airs every third Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This show will cover a wide range of topics. Nothing is off the table because it's all about strengthening the relationship of marriage. So that's Marriage Takeover, The Body of One, with Reverend Eric and Reverend Tamika Thompson, third Sundays at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a non-profit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper, be in good health, even as your soul prospers.
Unto the Lord, for He is good. Yes, He is good.
When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, so all of your gifts to this ministry are tax deductible. So go out to our website, www.whenchristianspeak.com, and click on our donation page.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord.
Challenge to change, where transformation begins with you. Change appears to be one of the biggest hindrances to growth in relationships that I have encountered while in ministry. Our focus is usually on someone else and what they have done or are doing to us, instead of us being accountable to God and making sure we're not a stumbling block to ourselves or others. Challenge to change is about us taking personal responsibility for our Christian walk as we face challenges and issues and how to overcome them through biblical tools and techniques that we will discuss on this show. Everything about this show is encompassed in us depending on the Holy Spirit to edify, enrich, and transform lives by introducing individuals to a personal encounter with God's unconditional love. That is where real transformation begins and ends. So, Father, I come before your throne, washed in the blood of Jesus. I thank you for giving me the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might. Make me a quick understanding so I do not judge by what I see with my eyes or hear with my ears, but by what your Holy Spirit reveals to me. We thank you, Jesus, for your presence, and I ask you to be Lord over this ministry and all that is done here. We ask you, Holy Spirit, to anoint this time of prayer and ministry. We claim the blood of Jesus over this session for our protection. We proclaim that Jesus Christ is Lord here and that this is holy ground. We take authority in the name of Jesus and the power of his blood and word and command all evil spirits to leave this property now. We claim this room sealed in the name and authority of Jesus. We bind and forbid any evil spirits on the outside from having any knowledge or influence in this room. We thank you that the battle is the Lord's, but the victory is ours. We thank you that you have the right to adjust, shift, change, move, do whatever is necessary to bring forth your glory, your power, your might, your dominion, your rest, your peace, your increase, your victory in every area of our lives. And we call it manifested right now in Jesus' name. And all in agreement say, amen. Amen. Let's do our opening confession. Holy Spirit, override any obstacles that have hindered me or are hindering me from receiving my freedom in you. I renounce and cancel the effects of receiving any accusations and lies into my mind, body, soul, and heart that is contrary to the truth of who you say that I am. I declare that I live my life loved, cherished, and adored by you. I receive in my heart every expression of your love for me. Because you love me, I am free of all guilt, shame, and condemnation. In Jesus' name, amen. Like Andre was saying, we've been talking about Jesus is our focus. And what I wanted to do was, this is not in the PowerPoint. In Psalm chapter 138, verse 8, it says in the Amplified, "And the Lord will accomplish that which concerns me. Your unwavering loving kindness, O Lord, endureth forever. Do not abandon the works of your own hands." So what I wanted to let you know was God is concerned about everything you're concerned about. Everything. If you're concerned about the jeans you're wearing, he's concerned about them. Because if he made you, he's concerned about, he has tapped into everything that bothers you. Everything that delights you. So as a result of that, what I shared on Thursday night, just a quick review, is that God sent his own son, Jesus, to die for us to ensure our success. And how many areas can you be successful in? Y'all just call it out to me. How many areas do you need to be successful in? Work? Finances? Marriage? Who is that? I didn't hear. Character? Parenting, okay? Being a parent, what else? Ministry? Relationship? No, he did. Relationship, I knew he was going to say relationship. I knew he was going to say it. What else? What else? You need to be, that God needs to be in. Who? Health, okay? What else? Who? School, okay? Being a good parent? Family? Driving? Okay. School. School? Okay. So he ensured our success in those areas. And we have areas of success that we haven't even tapped into. But think about that. As you deal with situations and circumstances in your life, he already sent success ahead of you. He already knows what you're going to go through before you go through it. And that's why he sent Jesus. Because he recognized, look, these people, including your pastor, they need some help. Because they try to rely on their own selves. And that's not working well. Say not working well. I need some help. So I just wanted to let you know that it might look like failure to you, but just focus on Jesus. Amen? All right, so let's see where we're going today. God's word, and what's another name for Jesus? The word. The truth will always change our situation, the facts.
We just heard Wayne give a testimony about how God's word, the truth, changed the situation, and not only changed it, but reinforced it. I mean, how many of us had got a job without having an interview? Come on now. How many people, so y'all dealing with the same God there? How many people, the human resource lady fixed your resume? Come on, guys. Come on, guys. Oh, yeah. And if you we got a conversation at church, and what we know about people and their behavior is that in 24 hours, you forget 95% of what's being taught. So just slip up your hand if you need a notebook. Slip up your hand. You need a notebook, pen, and paper. So everybody in here got super memories? Okay, all right. I'm going to keep on going, or if you're using your phone. All right. So then we got Nelson. Come on. Karen's boss or supervisor says you're doing a great job, but I got to take from you. God says you're walking in me, I'm going to add to you. See, that's how God works. He multiplied. Surely blessing, I'll bless you, and surely multiplying, I'm going to multiply, Karen. But see, God always has layers. He doesn't just deal with the issue. He always has more than enough. So he says, what I'm going to do is, because Kern is faithful, because they are titles, what I'm going to do is, I'm going to take care of the back end so that she can rejoice on the front end. I'm not only going to give her another job making more money, but I'm going to take care of their insurance issues. I'm going to take care of those things, and I'm going to multiply them so they have more than enough. Because, see, that's a God that we serve is more than enough. He don't do just, because you gave me 10 cents, I'm going to give you back 10 cents. He multiplies stuff. Come on now. Y'all talking about my God. Is he your God?
Yeah.
Is he?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So let's look at this. Let's look at what we got here. So I'm going to talk to you about endurance. How many of y'all need endurance? How many of you ever felt like quitting before? Yeah, don't say his hand should be up. Just don't want to do it no more. But you know when you quit, or you think about quitting, why we always go back to God and say he did it? Why we do that, Paul? It's like, okay, God, if you had to do what you're supposed to do, then I wouldn't have to quit. It don't work like that. He never quit. When we mess up, did he quit on you?
No.
I mean, when we go wrong, did he quit on you?
No.
He waited for us. He whispered to us. He sent other people to go get us. How many of you all had somebody come get you before? And see, my theme is, you're better than that. We're better than that. So he'll get somebody to come get his, say, hey, Top, what's going on in your life? Somebody, I don't see her here, she must be at children's church. Come on, I was talking about, think about Janae. I hit her on my heart. And the Lord had me stand right beside her in the prayer line. And I look over at her and I say, Janae, I've been having you on my heart. Let's talk. Come on. The likelihood of me standing right beside her. Because there was a lot of folks in the prayer circle. So I want to talk about endurance. And I got this video that we're going to show. And it talks about how, because everybody knows something about sports. Yeah, something about sports. A little something. Little something. It might be this. But everybody can understand a relay. If you run, you're supposed to win. Okay? All right, y'all follow that? Y'all with me on that? Okay. All right, y'all with me. Okay, you with me. Okay. Oliver, I didn't bring football into it because I know some people don't watch football. But everybody know you run to win. Okay? All right, so we're going to show an example of that. Then we're going to talk about, because we're talking about Jesus as our focus. So some people have said that the Bible has no relevance. So I want to show you about how Jesus is our endurance. I want to talk about how, because there's a psychology term called Maslow hierarchy of need. So in order to fulfill needs, as I started studying Jesus, what I realized was that he is all these things. He provides food. He provides finance. How many people say finances?
Finance.
Okay, y'all say that loud and proud. He provision. So when you come up with a term, he already has provided for. He provides healing. He raised the dead. And the same God that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in us. Point to yourself. Say us. Okay? All right? So I want to talk about these things, but let's get ready. You ready for a video?
Yeah.
Okay, y'all going to pay attention?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, let's do the video. And we're talking about endurance. What stood out to you guys? We got one mic back there. What stood out to you? We got one mic here. You can pass out tissues because people crying. I've seen about four times, so I did my crying. Go ahead. There you go.
And I was thinking about God coming to help, you know.
God
hurts.
Coming to help. Okay. All right. Yes, sir.
One thing I really appreciated was that his father let go of him and let him finish his own race.
There you go.
Towards the end of it.
There you
and,
go.
And he was able to help him, and he was there with him all the way, but he couldn't run it for him. He had to let him finish it.
Okay.
It was awesome.
Okay. All right. Ashley?
I noticed people tried to stop his
father.
There
you go.
And he broke through.
He broke through.
So who's,
so who's trying to stop you? What's the situation that's trying to stop you? In your marriage, in your finances, in your relationships? Who else? Because he pushed through. Because only you know what's required to win. His dad wouldn't let anybody get in his way. Because his dad saw his son hurting. The same way God sees us hurting. And he sent his son with a name called Jesus. That at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. So guys, when you see somebody, you're minding your own business. That's the best way I can describe it. Just like God showed me Sharon. And Sharon don't know it, but Sharon and I are going to talk after service. Because Sharon got something going on. Thor. Called Thor the other day. He said, Thor, raise your hand. Just so y'all know, he curled a big ham. And I see his face. And I see him curled up. And I say, Thor, man, you need to get together for lunch, brother. I'm on a heavy schedule. And it's like, okay, it's only going to be an hour. 3 hours later. 3 hours later. Now we ate the fast food. We had soup and salad. But 3 hours later, Thor felt better. And we leave in the restaurant, and Thor still got questions. He followed me out with a notebook. I know who he's been hanging around with. This brother right here. The brother got more questions than enough. But he says, I feel better, Pastor. Thank you. So when God places somebody's face in your heart, man, reach out to them. And repeat it after me. Say, they're going to lie. They're going to lie. I'm fine, Pastor. But he wouldn't have showed me their faces. But see, this thing is real, man. Endurance. If everybody could win, they'd be winning. Amen? All right, so let's look at the scripture. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 through 3. And it says in the message, you know, in Hebrews talk about so great a cloud of witnesses, those who went before us. They see in the spirit realm, they don't care whether you buy a new car, a new house. But they do care whether you're doing things the spiritual. So it says, do you see what this means? All these pioneers who blazed the way, all these veterans cheering us on. It means we better get on with it. Uh-oh. How many of us been hesitating for a long time? How many been hesitating so long you done grew in the spot? Amen? You grew in the spot. I mean, it's like somebody needs you, they got to come find you in the spot because you don't go out. You don't interact. Uh-oh. You don't talk to folk. Folk is a country term. That's just letting you know, hey. Okay? It says, start running. Strip down. Uh-oh. What y'all do when you get home and you're tired? Strip down. I remember Curly, my wife, when we first got married. So she's a country girl. I'm a country boy. Curly didn't like wearing dresses until she got into Mary Kay. So she wore dresses to work at Shea. But soon as Curly got in the door, she started stripping down. She had these 1 pound overhauls. You know, the one where, you know, the thing won't connect on both sides. You know what I'm talking about? Y'all know what Bill overhaul? Some of y'all know what I'm talking about. Raise your hand for it. I know you know what I'm talking about. So that strap was jacked up. So she just wore the one strap. But I'm telling you, the suit would be on the sofa. Because the door was near the sofa. But it's telling us we got to strip down. Start running. Start doing something that you didn't think you were going to be able to do. You got to start somewhere. So start running and never quit. Say never quit. No extra spiritual fat. Uh-oh. We've been on a fast, so you should have gotten rid of some fat. Amen? No extra spiritual fat. Guys, God's word is so true. We shouldn't be arguing about whether we're going to heaven or not. That's spiritual fact. That should be settled. You shouldn't be talking about, well, am I saved or am I not saved? It should be finished. See, spiritual fat is when you go back to get stuff that's supposed to be settled. Does God love me? Oh, he don't. That should be settled. He sent his son to die for us. So spiritual fat is stuff, you argue about stuff that should be over with. Now, if you're new in Christ, you're a babe in Christ, that's different. You got the right to ask questions. But if you, that thing got to be settled. And no parasitic sins. Everybody know what a parasite is? What's a parasite? Raise your hand and talk to me. What's a parasite? Y'all said y'all knew what it was.
Parasite is a blood-sucking insect.
Oh, y'all know any blood-sucking? Y'all, Oliver, you know any blood-sucking human? You know, anybody y'all, I know y'all spiritual every day. Anybody y'all, any of you guys look at Saturday Night Live? Raise hand if you look at Saturday Night Live. Y'all know Debbie Downer? So I'm just going to say a blood-sucking human is a Debbie Downer. Whenever they come around, they just suck the life. Say life. Suck the life out of you. Okay? So you got to find a way to get out. You're on a plane, you need to get off the plane. Move, go to the bathroom, just don't come back till it lands. All right, go ahead, Neil.
It's any creature that lives off of its host.
Ooh. Ooh. Tell it to your neighbor, say, neighbor. Are you a blood sucker? See what they say. Nobody going to admit to that, right? They're not going to admit to a sentence. They're not going to admit. Okay. All right. But he said, get away from them people. Oh, you in Christ? Oh, you different. Yes, I am. Oh, you in Christ? You think you're holy? Yes, I am. They're trying to take something away from you. All right, but check this out. You ready, Ashley? Okay, here you go. Keep your eyes on who? Jesus. What we've been talking about? Jesus. Keep your eye on Jesus, who both began and finished this race we're in. So see, Jesus is so cool because what he did, what they call it? Dope. Jesus is dope. Okay, all right. Nicole, come on now. You can't leave me hanging. My daughter in birth. She in birth. She in birth. She in birth. Hey, Reverend Johnson, I'm trying to learn these terms, okay? All right. And see, the thing about it is, he's so good that he ran the race before us. So he could say, don't step there. Don't step over there. Come back up. He knew where all the hot spots were. He knew where all the landmines were. He knew that lust was a landmine. Oh, y'all shout out to me. What else is a landmine? Greed. He knew greed was a landmine. Gluttony. Pride. Ooh. So he said, Envy. He knew all these things were landmines. So he said, he ran the race before us so he could tell us we're not to step. But Lord, no, I know more than you do. I know this earth is okay. It won't hurt me for long. But then when you step on the landmine and it blow and you're missing something, yep. Pastor, can you help me grow my leg back, my arm back, my faith back? I'm just talking to y'all. But study how he did it. What did he do? Did he pray? So that's how he did. Did he speak the word? That's how he did. Did he meditate? That's how he did. When he ran into some blood suckers, did he separate himself so that he could recharge himself? It's right there. Say, study how he did it. Y'all say it. Study how he did it. Okay? Because he never lost sight. I'm going to show y'all something I saw in the spirit room, okay? The word is called failure, okay? All right? So let me get you, sir, if you don't mind standing up. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. You Jesus, okay? Nicole, I want to record this. Okay, all right. All right, so what was your name? Earl. So Earl is Jesus. If I say Jesus. Now, I want to put failure in front of Earl. Since be sweating. Since say, why he always picking on me? Because you right there. All right, so Cynthia and Lean, you stand right here. And whichever angle you need to get, Nicole. So see, in order to see Jesus, because I have, say, core belief. Core belief means that I have more faith in my belief that I'm a failure than in Jesus being able to deliver me. So what happens is whenever I'm looking at Jesus, I'm focusing on Jesus, then what happens is I got to go through failure in order to get to him. But sometimes when I try to go through, and y'all resist, y'all punch me in the face. No, don't do it. Because she get ready to do it. Her fist lagging. She's like, I've been wanting to hit somebody for a long time. Okay? So I'm trying to get through, but I believe in failure more than I believe in Jesus. So I'll step back. Because, see, I don't have no scriptures to stand on. Because I've been living in failure so long, that's more real to me than Jesus. So I'll come up to it, and I'll play with it. I'll play with it. But when do I see Jesus as the finish? That's the reward. So see, so what scripture y'all going to give me to stand on? Because I got failure right before me. My mom told me I was a failure. My dad told me I was a failure. My parasite people that I hang around with told me I was a failure. So what scripture will I walk through so that I can get to Jesus? I'm more than a conqueror. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. So is that enough word to get through failure? Or y'all need something else? Cynthia said that's enough. Then I get to Earl, which is Jesus. You follow how that works? Thank you, Earl. You got to have a word that can get you through to your power source. Y'all can see that? You got to have a word. I ain't say 25 words. You just need enough word to allow you to bypass that lie that I'm a failure. I'm more than a conqueror. Jesus already provided for me. He said, be of good cheer. I've already overcome the world. So if he overcame it, and the greater one live on the inside of me, so stop looking at the failure and look at Jesus. You got to focus on him, Monty. You're on the dean list because you focus on Jesus. Write this down. Let me say it first, and then you decide how to write. Our emotions don't overcome Jesus. Monty didn't think that she was going to be on the dean's list, but Monty kept applying. She never quit. She kept standing. She kept studying. Say, I got to do my part. I got to do my part, Shay. Because it says, faith without works is dead, being alone. So Monica, Jesus, help me pass this test. But she didn't study. Olive and Vanetta made sure she studied. Girl, you go up in that room. Let's see a book. Leave the door open, because I'm going to be checking on you. Oh, sounds familiar. Jazz said, sounds familiar. Yes, it does. Okay? All right, so he said he got to finish the race. So study how he did. And in fact, because we have a relationship, Brianna, with him, we can ask him how you do it. So Jesus, when you ran into this, how did you do it? How did you do it? What did you stand on? Then it says, because he never lost sight of where he was headed, that exhilarating finish in and with God. Where are you going to finish? He could put up with anything along the way. Say anything. Putting up with, guys. Because, Erica, we can speak to it, whatever we're putting up with. The cross, shame. Anybody been talking about y'all? Yeah, raise your hand, you've been talked about. There'll be a song somewhere being talked about. Huh? Lied about, talked about, cheated, mistreated. I knew it was a song in there somewhere. Or whatever. That whatever includes a whole lot of stuff, don't it, Kevin? Include a whole lot of stuff, whatever. So your cross, your shame, he said, forget about all that because I'm focusing on my father and what my father promised me. And now he's there. Uh-oh, say there. Yeah. Now Wayne's there. They let him go and they called him back. But they gave him better than what they called him back to. Amen? And now he's there in the place of honor. Say honor. Right alongside God. So that's what he kept his focus on. Check this out. When you find yourself flagging, what does that mean, flagging? Going back, say back, and forth. Back and forth. When you find yourself going back and forth. He said, when you find yourself flagging in your faith, go over the story again. Okay, let me see. God did this for me in this time. He did this for me this time. He did this for me that time. Matter of fact, I remember when he did this. I remember when you go over all the stuff that he's done for you and how you thought it was over with. You were down for the count, Lord, and then all of a sudden he came in. You got to remind yourself. Put everybody out the room that don't agree with the way you put it. It's nothing for Curly and I to go to the hospital, pray with somebody, and we can see it in their face, Nicole. We can see it, Reverend Anderson, that they don't believe, and the people with them don't believe. And we say, you know, because I asked Jesus how he did it. He said, get out. Now we'll say it nicer than that, Curly and I. Yeah, you look like you need to get a snack. You need to get some coffee. Won't you just go, you know, matter of fact, coffee, you know how Reverend Johnson did? You know, the bathroom is down the hall to your left. We say, well, the coffee is down the hall until you're right. Because we're not going to pray with you if you're flagging back and forth. Because guys, his word says, don't be tossed to and from, curled about with every wind of doctrine. Okay? So go over that story again. What item by what? Item by item. That means it takes a little while. Don't try to speed up. You've been focusing on defeat all this time for 4 days, and then all of a sudden, you want to, let me rush through it. God only did this for me. No, that's not how it works. You take your time. That long litany of hostility, he plowed through. Anybody ever been blamed? Well, he had to go through that. That long litany of hostility. Anybody ever got spit on? Okay. Spit on, you know, like. He got spit on. Anybody been nailed to the cross in here? He had to go through all that stuff. Anybody had the back beaten to the point where you saw the organs on the inside? He went through all that long. But guess what he was focused on? Us. He said, one day, if I take this beating, one day Paul is going to stand before the people and introduce them to me. He said, Reverend is going to do this. You're going to do this. You're going to do that. You're going to be, you're going to be, you're going to be, you're going to be. You see how it works? And he says, that will shoot adrenaline into your souls. Right, Erica? So when you remember all the things that God did for you, that shoots adrenaline through you. And you'll be able to see things in a different way. Before I come out here, adrenaline to me is the anointing. I just can't wait to get out here. Can't wait because it's like, man, I woke up this morning. I'm excited about what God's going to do. I woke up yesterday morning excited about what God's going to do. The morning before that, somebody didn't wake up. If they woke up, they woke up dead. You follow me? I know what I'm saying, Banana. Banana said, Pastor, how in the world they wake up and they're dead? I know how smart she act. See? I got to go over item by item. They woke up either in heaven or they woke up in hell. But they woke up. Amen? But remind yourself, and that'll put you back on focus. So he dealt with endurance. Ooh, how about food? Anybody ever needed food? We've had service here. In the middle of the service, God said, somebody don't have groceries. Oh, I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to keep on going with the PowerPoint, and I'm going to let that person stay hungry. Because after all, that's not, church not supposed to stop because somebody hungry. But we stopped the service. We stopped the service. What we did was, we said, here, you go to the grocery store, we'll take care of your child, you go ahead and get what you need to get, and we don't even want you to push the basket. Because see, when God bless you, he don't take account. You know what I'm saying? You're going to get the offering bread. Y'all ever dealt with that because of your finance? Nah, he wants you to get the, what's the bread name? I know some of y'all know some bread. Are y'all on the fast? What is it? Peppery farm, okay? With the cinnamon. That's it. I got to get the cinnamon. And the raisin. There you go. See, I know what bread she get. Okay? All right? So now, if the church blessing you, you want to half do it. But see, that's what tithes and offering for. Take care of the needs and more. Right, so I'm going to finish this scripture and then talk about food. Oh. talking about food during a fast. Okay? You all right, Tamika? You holding on. All right. So Jesus is ministering to people. We're talking about 5,000 people, just to name a few. And all of a sudden, you know, it's like, it's nighttime. He's been ministering for a while. And he know that if the people, Cheryl, keep walking to go get food, they're going to fall out. Amen? And so he goes to the disciples. He said, you feed them. Jesus said, they said, we can't scrape up more than 5 loaves of bread and a couple of fish. Unless, of course, you want us to go to town ourselves and buy food for everybody. I don't tell the way they asked that was jacked up, can't you? Can't y'all tell? Yeah, okay. There were more than 5,000 people in the crowd. But he went ahead and directed his disciples. Sit them down on groups of about 50. See, every number in scripture stands for something. That number 50 represents God's power. So he specifically said, say, follow instructions. Because in the instruction lies the blessing. Say it again. Say it with me. In the instruction lies the blessing. So Lean could have stayed sitting down when I said, is somebody in the audience? The instructions of her knee was in the fact that she came up. You follow me? So God honors his word. And so he said, sit them down in groups of 50. They did what he what? No, I tell you what I want to do. Let me see, who I'm going to pick on today. Miss Bailey, I tell you what I want to do. Miss Bailey said, oh, my God. I know he said, set them in groups of 50, but I'm going to do 49. What's wrong with that porter? Porter shaking his head. Give him a mic. But I'm going to do 49.
Not gonna work.
It's not gonna work. Because he said 50. Top, you thinking? He said 50. So if what he tells you to do, do it. When he told me on Thursday, he said, okay, she's expecting somebody beside her. Called somebody else up and told them to lay their head on somebody's lap. That was you? I'm doing what he told me to do. So the time will come where you don't question what I'm asking. You'll just do it. I'm not asking you to do wild stuff now. Jump through walls and all that kind of stuff. Okay, amen? They did what he said and soon had everyone seated. He took the 5 loaves and 2 fish, lifted his face to heaven in prayer. You mean tell me Jesus prayed? Oh, we don't need to pray, right? Because it says, find out what he did and you do it. He blessed, broke, and gave. There's an anointing in that. You bless, you break, and you gave. You bless, you break the situation. You break the circumstance. You break unforgiveness. You break lack. You break that relationship. And then you gave. You give it to God, the bread of life. My wife had a revelation last night. She says, people who don't give or sow will always be in lack. Because what are you sowing into? You're not sowing into anything. You're always going to have need. Your seeds produce what you need. You sow kindness, you're going to reap it. You sow finances, you're going to reap it. You sow love, you're going to reap it. You sow patience, you're going to reap it. But if you never give anything to anybody, You will always be in need because there is no seed to grow up to bless you. Got it? So he broke it. He broke it and gave the bread and the fish to the disciples to hand out to the crowd. Now, can you imagine the disciples? They handing out things. They take one, okay? I'm not going to mess with you this time, Cynthia. I'm going to mess with you this time, okay? Now, you take a, put this in my pocket. All right, I'm going to grab that in a second, okay? Your notebook. So, this is a piece of fish. Y'all use your imagination. Piece of fish, okay? So, she got a big piece of fish. What is this, salmon? Salmon? Okay, all right, so you take it. And while she's taking out, God is multiplying. So, every time you can take it, I'm just on you today. Jesus, you take it, then it multiplies. So, for every time that someone takes something, the bread and the fish was multiplying. So what we used to is when we give, it's gone. But when we give, it's multiplied. So can you imagine every time they were giving fish to the people, fish and bread, say bread because I'm excited about bread, the Petrus bomb, cinnamon bread, every time they gave. And then at the end, the basket wasn't empty, but it had overflow. Your giving will have overflow. I'm not just talking about finances. When the last time you smiled at somebody? When the last time you hugged somebody? When the last time you said thank you? That goes a long way. You're supposed to do it. All right. After the people had all eaten their fill, 12 baskets of leftovers were gathered up. How many baskets? Now, I don't understand that because we had 5,000 people. And we only had how many fish and how many bread? Y'all talking in tongues. Five loaves of bread and two fish. And we end up with how much? 12 baskets. Now, what do you think that little boy who had the fish and the bread, what do you think he was thinking? Man, I got to do this again. Yes, sir. Man, go to the grocery store and I get more than enough? So, guys, I got to stop with that. Amen? But just know that the Jesus that we serve fulfills every need that we would have.
There were 12 baskets left over. What is the significance of the number 12?
The number 12 is God's supply. God's supply. Yeah, completeness. Yeah, like 12 disciples. God's supply. God's completeness. All right. Let's do our closing confession. All right, let's read together. I stir up the gift that is within me by faith. I'm stirring up the power that is within me. I'm stirring up myself and running fear, procrastination, and every hindering spirit out of my personal and business affairs. I'm ruled by my spirit. I tell my mind what to think and my body what to do, for I am a master of my emotions. I'm a person of immediate action. I am steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. These goals are my passion. I pursue them with enthusiasm and relentless determination. My feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. My loins are girded about with truth. I have on the breastplate of righteousness, the helmet of salvation, the shield of faith, and the sword of the Spirit, wherewith I quench every fiery dart of the wicked, and nothing shall by any means hurt me. No sickness, disease, incidents, or accidents can come nigh my dwelling. If I drink of any deadly thing, it shall not hurt me. 1,000 shall fall at my side, and 10,000 at my right hand, but it shall not come nigh my dwelling. I came to win in Jesus' name. Amen.
This concludes today's message on Challenge to Change, where real transformation begins with you, with Pastor Paul Morgan. If you are ever in the Richmond, Virginia area, visit Pastor Paul for Sunday services at 11 a.m. at Chosen Generation Ministries, located at 5511 West Marshall Street, Richmond, Virginia, 23230.
Christian Speak Talk Radio is a non-profit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper, be in good health, even as your soul prospers.
Unto the Lord, for He is good. Yes, He is good.
When Christian Speak Talk Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, so all of your gifts to this ministry are tax deductible. So go out to our website, www.whenchristianspeak.com, and click on our donation page.
Listen to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio on Blog Talk Radio, iHeartRadio, Spreaker.com. All of our broadcasts are available as podcasts through SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, Blueberry.com, Zoom.com, Stitcher.com, Lisbon.com, and BlogTalkRadio.com. To listen to our broadcast by phone, dial 646-478-0660. Again, that number is 646-478-0660. Go visit and like our Facebook page, When Christians Speak Talk Radio. Also be sure to check out Christians Against Suicide and Depression. It's a page dedicated to sharing God's love, encouragement, and hope. There are prayer warriors standing by to receive prayer requests, doing intercession for those under attack by the lie and deception of the devil. We know that the devil came to steal, kill, and destroy, but praise God, Jesus came to set the captives free.